Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we're coming at you with a Brooke's pick and our second animated movie on this podcast.
Yep.
And we are doing Chainsaw Man, the movie Reze Arc.
Yes, sir.
What made you pick this movie?
I don't know. I watched it in theaters last year when it came out, and I want to do another animation movie. And I thought, I remember you said that you had started the series as well, and then you watch a couple episodes. And then so yeah, it's like, hey, fuck it, let's do this.
It's fair. What was the theater experience like for this one?
I forget, it wasn't busy. Like, I think I saw it, see, yeah, like I watched it, I think it was like during the day, like on a weekend. I'm pretty sure it was like a Saturday after one of my shifts, I think.
Okay.
No, it was a Monday. Yeah, I don't know. From what I remember, it wasn't a packed theater. Like, there wasn't that many people at it.
Okay.
I went by myself and just, yeah, had a great time.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to look up my notes on Akira because we questioned how to do the stunts. So I was just checking it out. So we just rated, I think, the action in it.
Yeah.
And then our favorite stunts and stunts we want to try. But anyways, yeah, we'll get to that when we get to it. But
yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, I had started watching the show a while back, but I'd only watched like two episodes. I'm not a big anime guy. Like, I always want to try and get into them. And then I find the writing to be annoying in a lot of them. Yeah, but I don't know. I enjoyed the show because I watched the show prior to the movie, because the movie's a direct continuation of it. Or the first season anyways. But and it like it, it the show was enjoyable. I'm not gonna share my thoughts on the movie, but yeah, I don't know. You're more into anime than I am.
Yeah, I'm like, I get in like spurts, like it switches between like fucking anime, and then I'll be into TV shows, and then, you know, so it's just my ADD, just fucking can't pick one. But I like anime just because, like, I don't know, it's easy watches, like 20 minute episodes.
Yeah.
It's some really fucking sick animation and finding stuff like that. Then, like, also it has kind of that Japanese Korean like drama, like over the top drama that I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of it's like really like adult, like we both are reading the Berserk series, and that can be pretty pretty graphic, so
yeah, it's pretty intense at times. I don't know, I think it might just be like the translation from the Japanese to the English that it makes the writing feel a little off, but I don't know, like you said, the art style and stuff is really really cool. But anyways, fuck, before we talk about any more of this, we'll kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm still drinking my Coors Lights.
Nice.
Just finished one off from dinner and got a fresh one here. So, yeah.
Just drinking.
How about you?
My Michelob Ultra.
Nice.
Both watching our waistline.
Yep.
What are your last four watched?
Last four watched. So obviously I also rewatched Chainsaw Man season one. That gave it 3.5. Pretty good season. Few first watches. I watched Vanilla Sky. That was on my watch list Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Had zero clue what it was about, and then I was just kind of blown away. I was like, okay, didn't expect that from this movie. It was all right. It's kind of, I don't know, it's all right. Then I'm trying to work on my list on Letterboxd for the Billion Club. So I watched the first Nizha. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Because the second one made like fucking $1 billion. I had no idea what I was getting into. This was like a lot more adult-ish than I thought it was going to be. Like, it's still silly and like, but yeah, there's like swearing in it and like stuff like that. Like, not like crazy swearing, but yeah, pretty cool animation. Then watched Hoppers with the family. We both loved it. Theo actually loved it. Yeah, great movie. And then watched Punch Drunk Love. Was my watch list as well. I've never seen it, so yeah, it's pretty good. Good Adam Sandler performance.
Yeah, Hunter keeps wanting to watch Hoppers, so gotta watch it with him at some point.
Yeah. Didn't you guys watch it in theater?
No, we didn't go see it.
Oh, I thought you guys did see it.
No, what did we see? We saw a Super Mario movie. That was the last one that we watched.
Okay.
We went and saw Bad Guys like a while ago, but that was like a couple
Yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
I watched Psycho Killer last night after I finished watching
Nice.
Chainsaw Man. It's not good. I did not like that movie. Some of the kills were cool, but just overall, it's not a good movie at all.
Yeah, I don't think it got very good reviews coming out of the
No.
festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, people were shitting on it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Watched Hokum, which is another movie
Nice.
from 2026.
Damn, four
Fucking
and a half. Holy.
dude, I don't know. I'm not, I was about to say I'm not a big folk horror fan, but that's not true because I love folk horror. But it was just such a trip, man. And Adam Scott, he was really good. I don't like him as much as I used to. I don't know what it is about him now, but I thought he
Okay.
did. It was a great performance by him. It's just a super fucked up movie, and I definitely recommend checking it out. It was a ride for sure. I
Okay.
watched
Okay.
Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die with our boy Sam Rockwell. And that was a fun ass movie. Rockwell is so good. Just, I
Yeah,
don't know.
that's what I've heard.
It
I
was
feel like you've
crazy.
watched so many more 2026 movies than me.
I've been trying. I only have like 18 of them logged,
Oh,
but
really? Okay.
yeah. 'Cause, well, this one was 2025.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. And then I randomly watched Road Trip. Few nights ago, I was just browsing through and saw it. I was like, fuck, I haven't watched this in forever.
Yeah, there's like a few of those movies from that time where like you're just scrolling through and see like that and you're like, fuck, I just want to watch that. Bettina and I, speaking of Tom Green, Bettina and I watched the first episode of Tom Green's new TV show on Crave. Well, it's a typically a podcast, but it's not really a podcast. But yeah, it's at his farm, which he lives pretty close to us. And his first episode had Tony Hawk come out to his farm.
Yeah, I saw
Yeah.
that.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for me for the box office. Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu got kicked out of the top five this week.
Not surprised.
That came in sixth. Beating it for fifth place is The Amazing Digital Circus, The Last Act. In its opening weekend, it brought in 12.3 million.
No idea what that is.
It was a it's a, like a YouTube show. Brady watched it for a little bit, but I don't know if he still does or not.
Oh,
But
it's
yeah,
like a
they made it
kids show? Kids movie?
kind of, but with like adult innuendos a little bit that I don't think the kids really understand. But like if you're sitting there watching, you're like, aha, I picked up on that. In fourth place, Obsession still fucking killing it, brought in 25.3 million.
Damn.
It has now almost made as much as The Mandalorian and Grogu.
It's crazy.
So it's at 151.9, Mando's at 155.7 as of last weekend.
I think like this year like movies I feel like are fully back.
We
Like
got some.
theater wise as well. Like so many movies this year have made so much money.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Project Hail Mary, and then all these movies that are making a shit ton of money, like Obsession and Backrooms, and then we got like Disclosure Day, we got The Odyssey, like Dune 3. Like this is gonna be a massive year for the box office, I feel like.
Disclosure Day looks so good,
And
man.
fucking actually I'll save it because I feel like you're gonna mention a movie here that is gonna bring up, but
All
yeah.
right. Okay, so in third place we have Backrooms. It brought in 26.2, and it's got 135 million as of last weekend. In second place in its opening weekend, Masters of the Universe. Holy fuck. Masters of the Universe brought in 24, 29.4. Jesus Christ, my dyslexia is kicking into high gear right now. And in first place in its opening weekend, we have Scary Movie. And it brought in 54.3 million.
I thought it brought in like 80 million.
This is just domestic, so maybe worldwide it did.
Oh, maybe, yeah. But again, a movie that apparently is absolute dog shit, but has brought in a fucking ton of money.
I still want to watch it like so
Oh,
bad.
me too, 100%.
Like, I don't define that the movie is dog shit. Like, is it as bad as like Scary Movie 5? Is it just because?
From the reviews I've listened to, it's just not funny at all.
Ah, that sucks.
And they keep like making kind of jokes about like the Wayans making jokes about themselves and
Okay.
like stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Oh well. Still gonna watch it.
Yep.
That's it for the box office. What do you got for the 4Ks?
For the 4Ks, we got Narc, 4K. We got The Chronicles of Riddick. We got The Cell.
Ooh, your favorite movie.
Oh yeah, great. We got Spielberg 8-film Steelbook Library Case Spotlight Collection.
Okay. Can you see what's on it?
I would fucking love to have that. So it's got Jaws, Close Encounters,
Ooh.
Raiders, E.T., Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, and War of the Worlds.
God damn.
Yeah.
That, yeah, that'd be sick. $340 though.
Yeah. We got Notting Hill, Scream 4. It's random. Scream 4 Steelbook, The Burbs, Bowfinger. We got Project A Part 2. Is that Jackie?
Kind of looks like him.
Kind of does look like him. Dead Mountaineers Hotel and The Patriots.
Okay. That's one I haven't watched in a long time.
Yeah, it's been, I don't even know, too long.
Right, cool. Not a bad week.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Chainsaw Man, the movie Reze Arc. Starting off the synopsis, a direct sequel to the first season of the series Chainsaw Man, featuring Denji, a young man who coexists with a chainsaw demon. Denji encounters a new romantic interest, but will his involvement place them both in danger? This was directed by Tetsuya Yoshihara. He did two episodes of the show. He did Wistoria, Wand and Sword. And then Black Clover. So these are all anime movies and series. For the cast, we have Kikunosuke Toya playing Denji, Tomori Kusunoki playing Makima, Reina Ueda playing Reze, and Shoga Sakata playing Aki. I did
Yes.
not do any honorable mentions for this one.
Me either. I was just trying to see if they have, no, they don't, on IMDb if they had the dubbed cast, if there's anyone that
I was looking for that too.
stood out, but
Did you
I see.
watch it dubbed?
No, I don't really watch anime dub. I mean, no, I'm not gonna hate on people who watch dub, but I like the sub version. What about you?
I did watch this dubbed.
Okay, yeah.
Normally I don't, but I watched this just, I think it was just easier because I don't know. I tend to focus a little bit more and I wanted to focus because I'd never watched it before, so.
That's fair.
But yeah, if I ever do watch it again, I will watch it just with the subtitles, but all right.
All righty.
Guessing you didn't have honorable mentions.
No.
Let's dive in.
Yeah. So talk about Chainsaw Man, the movie Razzie Arc from 2025. I guess give a little, I guess, like quick kind of rundown, I guess, of the season, I guess. So anyone doesn't know, basically Chainsaw Man, Denji, has this like broke kid. He's like 16 years old. He does some like side jobs for kind of this gangster. Has this pet devil named Pachita, who is like a dog that has like a chainsaw out of his face. And they kind of save each other. And then Denji gets screwed over by his boss, killed, and Pachita gives himself to Denji, like becomes Denji's heart basically. So he gains the power. So basically in this world, like the devil hunters and people can like make contracts with devils to like get their power. Whereas Pachita gave himself to Denji. He didn't like do any contract or anything like that.
Yeah, because there's three different types. Like there's civilians, and then there's devils, and then there's fiends, which are devils that take over a dead person's body. And then there's hybrids, which is like a human devil kind of combination, which technically Denji is, but he's more than that. Because his heart is Pochita's heart. And like once they form together, like he has his fucking rip cord hanging out of his chest, and whenever he wants to turn into like Chainsaw Man, he just fucking pulls the rip cord. But yeah, so like the devils, and they're basically like demons, I guess, but and civilians just kind of coexist in this world. And I was looking online, and I'm assuming we see a lot more of them in the comics, but or in the manga, but there's like a shit ton of devils that are in this series. And the more fearsome the type of devil there, so like we have one that's like a bullet devil or a gun devil. So the more feared the object is in real life, the more powerful the devil is. Like I saw there was like a coffee devil, a fish devil. Like it was just like there's some of them were so fucking obscure.
So my buddy at work, he has, I think he has about 18 or 19 of the volumes, and I think they just ended the manga in December. I think there was like 20 something mangas, but I guess
Wow.
he gave me the first six volumes, and that covers the first season and this movie.
Oh shit.
And from what
Okay.
I've read, they're done with like the season's over, like the show is done.
Oh,
So I
really?
don't know if they're going to do the rest like in movies or like what they're going to do. So,
Yeah, 'cause there's only 12 episodes of the show, but IMDb has a season two with like one episode, so I don't I just assumed that they were making more, but
So yeah, in the first season, Denji is taken in, hired by the devil hunters that are like the, I forget what the name is like number four devil hunters, something like that.
Fourth
And
division or something.
yeah, division four or something. So Makima, she's like the kind of leader of this division, and she is forming this squad with Denji. We meet Aki, who is a part of that, and then they get a fiend, the Blood Fiend, who is Power, who is this girl that has like these devil horns, and
I fucking love her.
whenever she drinks blood, like her these horns grow out of her head, and So they're working together trying to hunt devils, and they hear that there's a gun devil who is like this powerful guy who is trying to get Denji's heart. That's what everyone's after. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much the gist. There's a couple people who do end up getting killed in the first season. Yeah, and then at the end of the season, it kind of introduces a few other fiends who show up in this movie a bit. So we got Beam, who is a shark fiend, and then we got I forget, he's like the torture or the pain fiend or something like that.
Violence team, the
Violence
fiend.
fiend, yeah. And like, yeah, he's just this like fucked up guy who never takes his mask off and just inflicts violence on people. Yeah. Anyway, so the movie opens up. Denji's dreaming. He's looking for Pachita. It's right after like the season. Like it's like straight like continuation. Like end of the season, they finished fighting one of the devils and they're like fall asleep in Aki's apartment, and then they wake right up in the movie. And I love that pot. Oh, go ahead.
No, you
I was gonna say,
go.
like the power, like in the show, she has the two horns at the top.
Yeah.
But then when she wakes up, she has like two more like massive horns on the side of her head.
Yeah. We forgot to mention during the show and a bit in the movie too, Denji couldn't really care less about fighting the devils. His main goal in life is to just touch a boob.
Yeah, he's a horn dog for sure.
He is a horny ass 16-year-old.
Yeah, and he does get some of the first
He
season. I mean, you
does. And
know.
I was proud of him.
So yeah, Makima is she's interesting because she is super fucking powerful. She can pretty much, I don't know, she uses birds and stuff to like go around people she wants to kill, and then she like has someone say the person's name she wants to kill, and she basically like fucking crushes them with her hands.
Yeah, she's a control devil, so she can take over people's will and like control them and make them do whatever she wants.
And she's pretty much doing that to Denji a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she's like saying like, oh, if you kill the gun devil or whatever, like I'll give you whatever you wish. And
Yeah.
he's like, anything? She's like, yeah. And he's like, even like sex? And she's like, yeah. And I'm glad I watched like this the first season because the animation, like going from the, like the TV show, like the TV show looks like good, but then going to the movie, you can see like the difference
There's a
in
big difference,
a
yeah.
huge difference. So yeah, I'm excited for like if they release a 4K for this, I would definitely pick it up. Yeah, so that's the Devil Hunter building. This is where we first meet, well, not first meet, but we see the Shark Fiend. He is joining the group, and he's like infatuated with Denji. He just loves Chainsaw Man, knows everything about him. He's so funny. He's like fucking wild, like just
Yeah,
all over
he's
the place.
so such a fun character to watch on screen. He's like a kid that has ADHD who just ripped like five lines of speed.
100%.
Just fucking bouncing off of your wall.
So he like looks like a human, but he has like a shark face, like half on his face, and then he can like swim through like surfaces and stuff like that, and then he can turn into like a full-on shark when he wants to.
If you ever played Marvel Rivals, he's kind of like what was his name? Shark Boy? No.
No,
What was his
Jeff.
name? Jeff. Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah,
That's right.
Jeff the shark, yeah.
Yeah.
Makima and Denji are going on a kind of date. They're going movie theater hopping, and they go see like seven movies. I love that like everyone they go to, like he just is like infatuated with her, and he's like, oh, this movie, everyone's laughing, she's not laughing. Then like they finish the movie and she's like, yeah, that wasn't that great. And like every movie that they go see like is not good. And then she's like, okay, the last one. And he's like, well, do we have to, like, you know, everyone's been bad. And she's like, well, you know, like one every 10 movies I watch, I like. So, yeah.
I
And,
think that's a fucking great date day.
It is. It's fantastic.
Like
Yeah.
there's the and in between every movie they go to like the coffee shop that's right beside it and they just like
Yeah.
get a drink and then they go back in for the next movie. It just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like a great one.
Yeah. And so they're kind of outside, and he asks Makima, he's like, "Do I have a heart?" And then she like listens to his heart, and then she like tells him, "Yeah, like you do." And he kind of says like his heart belongs to her, like he's infatuated with her, but you don't know if she's like, if she actually does like him or if she's just using him, you know.
For the greater good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's off on his own. He gets at a phone booth because it's raining, and then this girl comes in who is Reza. And he I love when he before this he like grabs a flower from someone outside, and then he's in the phone booth and just starts like fucking puking. And then he pulls a flower up and she's like, "Oh, what the
She's like, "Are
fuck?"
you magic?"
Yeah. Gives her the flower and she says, "I work at a cafe not too far away, you know, I kind of like you. You should come see me sometime." So meanwhile they found where the gun devil is. Pretty much they've been like collecting its flesh throughout the first season, and then in this movie they if they get enough parts of its flesh, then the flesh will like go towards wherever the body is, pretty much. And the gun devil is like had hired people to try and get Denji's heart. What do you think of the angel devil?
She was all right.
She's a dude, by the way.
That was a dude.
Yeah. Because whenever the one scene in this movie, whenever Denji, he's telling someone to like pick a girl or something. He's like talking to Bachita, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, pick a girl. And he's like, he's envisioning like them like lingerie and stuff like that. And it shows the angel devil and first, and he's like, "No, not her. Like she's a man. Like that's a dude."
I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a beautiful ass dude.
Yeah. But apparently he's the second most powerful
Yeah.
devil.
We don't really see any of that power though. Like
At the end, we do.
yeah, at the very end, but
Yeah.
lays very low for most of the movie.
Because he's very like depressed and like lazy. And like I think Makima says,
Yeah.
like, you know, if you weren't so lazy, like you could be fucking so
Yeah.
like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause we learn in the season, like in the show, that Aki only has 2 years left to live.
Yeah.
So he's been assigned the Angel Devil as a partner.
Yeah.
So their relationship throughout the movie was, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know, Aki smokes and then at one point he quits smoking and at another point she Aki tells a guy that like in 5 years, blah blah blah, something's gonna happen, and she's then he, the Angel Devil, I guess, said like, why'd you make him a promise knowing that like you're not gonna be alive
Yeah.
in order to meet it? So I don't know. They had a
Yeah.
good relationship, but up until the very end, the Angel Devil was kind of sort of boring.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause in the first season I believe Aki had a contract with the Fox Devil,
Yeah.
which would like summon this fox to eat devils, and then he also had the curse devil, which like I don't know exactly what it did, but it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so I think he lost them, or he still has the cursed devil, and that's what's like killing him, basically.
Yeah, the Fox Devil left him though.
Yeah. But he has the future devil in this movie, which lets him see like a split second ahead of time. Yeah. So, yeah. And the angel devil, he can, if he touches someone, he can transform life of anyone into weapons. So he like touches Aki at one point and like takes off like 30 minutes of his life or something like that.
Yeah.
And so Denji goes to the cafe, and he says like his heart wants Makima, but his body wants Reze. So, he just can't let it go. So they're kind of going on like this, like kind of not like a date, but they're hanging out. They're at this like school, and we cut to this fucking creepy ass fucking dude in this like apartment building. He has a contract with the Typhoon Devil, and this guy is like saying some fucked up shit. Like there's a girl like bleeding on the floor, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna cut your kid's skin off and make you watch." Like this dude's fucking crazy, man. So kind of jumping ahead, did you have any inkling as to who Reza could be? Like, obviously, didn't know that she was like the bomb devil, but like, did you think like whenever she turns to be the bomb devil and like turns on him, did you have any inkling before that, or did you like catch you off guard?
It caught me off guard a bit. Like, I didn't think she was going to be. Like, I didn't think the story was going to take that hard of a turn. But I mean, the movie's called The Reze Arc. So I had a feeling that she was going to be more than what she was. But I thought she was going to help them.
That's how I feel too, like when I first saw it, and like I was like, oh shit, okay. I didn't expect that.
Like, I knew that she was going to be more than just like this cute little fucking barista.
So this guy made a deal with a Typhoon, and if he gets Chainsaw's heart, then he gets Typhoon's powers. So they're going swimming. She's teaching him how to swim, and she gets naked, and then he like doesn't want to get naked, and he's like flashing back to Makima, and I absolutely love this whole scene, man. Like the score in this scene is so fucking good, man. And like the colors that they have in this, and so she's teaching him how to swim. I did like actually that it cut quickly to a spider eating a butterfly.
I do remember seeing
So
that,
I
yeah.
don't know if that was kind of like hinting at like, Denji's the butterfly and she could be the spider. You know,
That's got it, yeah.
he's trapped in her web.
Yeah, it's got to be a foreshadow.
And I also love the whole like country mouse or city mouse that like both like Denji and Rez talk about it, then also Angel and Aki, I think, talk about it like separately. Basically the country mouse lives in the country, is safe, but has like little or no food or not good food. And then the city mouse has lots of food to choose from, but is not safe because there's cats and choose to step on it. So the Typhoon Devil is here. They're on the roof. This creepy ass guy is there, and he's like, "I'm gonna fucking skin you and then show you to Chainsaw." He like has a knife, goes towards her, and then she just fucking just turns on him and just puts him in this whole chokehold and basically kills him, man.
And she doesn't change character in this scene either, so
No, she doesn't.
they kind of leave it as like, oh, maybe she's just like really good at martial arts. So we still don't really have a clue of who she is.
And then Deji's like in the classroom still, and he's like going on about how he has feelings for two different people, and he's like talking about like the angel person, and then he's like, "Oh, what if I like power?" And like power's like sitting like doggy style with like this lingerie, and there's like picturing Reze and Makima in like lingerie, and he's such a horn dog, man.
Oh man.
He kills me. And it's creepy too when Reze was like singing that song during whenever she was killing that guy. And then the Typhoon Devil talks to her, and she's like calls her Lady Rez. So obviously, Rez is very powerful person.
Yeah, 'cause the Typhoon Devil is pretty fucking powerful too. And like he is at her beckoning call.
So they're standing overlooking the city. There's fireworks happening. and she tells Denji that he should quit his job and run away. The fireworks are about to begin, and then she knows that someone else, that he likes someone else. And so do you think if like he did say like, okay, yeah, let's run away and I quit, do you think that like she would have just killed him either way?
Oh yeah, for sure. 'Cause she still has the same end goal as everybody else. And she does say at the end too, like spoiler alert, that everything that she said to him was fake. So I think that was just a ploy to maybe get him away from all the other devils so he doesn't have any help and she can kill him easier. And like they wouldn't know who did it.
So he says, no, like I like my job. I'm starting to like him in power, like need to get permission and like followed around, kind of like they can't, they have limitations for where they can go and stuff like that. So they're starting to get more like a longer leash, basically. And he's like, I'm starting to like my job. And then she kisses him, and then she fucking rips his tongue out of his face. And you're like, holy shit. And then she just slits his throat, and you're like, what the fuck? And then he goes to like pull the chain, and she cuts his arm off. And then she's about to take his cut his heart out, and our boy fucking Beam comes out of nowhere, saves his life. Beam saves this guy's ass like two or three times during this movie, man.
Yeah, he does.
And so she turns into the Bomb Devil. What did you think of the Bomb Devil? Like her look and kind of her powers and stuff.
She was sick, man. 'Cause like Reze, she wears this like a ribbon around her neck. And whenever she 'cause like how Denji has his ripcord in his chest, she has kind of like a grenade pin. And she just like pulls that out. And then she still has like a human female body, but her clothes change and she's wearing like this like sexy fucking katana type dress sort of thing. And her head is like a fucking like a mortar bomb almost. And I don't know, I thought she was fucking cool. And her powers, dude, like holy
Oh yeah,
shit.
she's really powerful, yeah.
Like she can just touch people and like they'll explode, or she can like she'll like rub her fingers together and create like these little mini bombs and she throws them at people.
She can like fly basically, and
Oh, that was another thing too. Yeah, like she flies technically, but like it's like she changes directions and it's like an explosion every time she kind of it's like she uses bombs to change her direction.
She's very quick too. So pretty much from here, like the first, I don't know, 30 to 40 minutes of the movie is, not much is happening like action wise, but like the last, I'd say like 45, 50 minutes of the movie is just like fucking straight nonstop, just go fucking action. This whole scene, like they're running away down the hill, and then she just fucking like power boots down the hill, like she's so fast. They get in this roadway, and Beam, I love man, he's so sick. Like he's trying to fight her, and but he's no match for her, man. He can't do it. Denji's still like knocked out. And then these private devil hunters show up, and they get out with their car, have these fucking katanas or whatever, and she just fucking blows them up like
It
in
was
two
nothing.
seconds.
Because they're just civilian devil hunters. Like, they have no powers whatsoever. Stick to the coffee devil boys.
So now we switch to the training center of the devil hunters, Aki's training. This is where we find out that he'll be dead in 5 years. He has a contract with the future devil. And then Reze shows up at the training facility. And this whole scene is really sick too, man. I don't know what the guy's name, but there's a kind of mean dude there who sends Aki away. And then he brings these two guys up, and I forget what he says, but they like point at her, and then They're like, oh, you now have like mold inside of your body. And I was like, what the fuck? And Rize, I didn't really understand this part. So, like, her body has mold in it and she's like basically dying, right? And then she, because she's not in the bomb form at this point, she's in her Rize form. She pulls the pin, blows her own fucking head off, and then throws her own head into the training facility like a grenade. It blows up and kills a ton of people. And then she must grow her head back, or like the bomb devil gets rid of the mold or something like that. I don't know. That's what I kind of got from it.
Because well, once, because like even with Denji, like that motherfucker actually in this movie, man, and that scene, it's gonna be coming up. We're gonna be talking about it. But she blows him up like 17 fucking times in a row. But as soon as he turns into the devil form, or like, well, in this case, he has to drink blood because he's already in the devil form. But like, if you're in your human form and you get your arm chopped off, whenever you turn into your devil form, that arm grows back. Or if you drink blood, then it repairs your body. So I guess maybe because her heart was still there, she was able to regenerate.
And so she's going through like this tunnels, and she comes like the main guy, I forget, I don't know what his name was, but she's about to kill him, and then all of a sudden you hear like the call, like the name that Aki said like in the first season, and the fox showed up. I was like, oh shit, it was Aki, but then it wasn't Aki, so I'm guessing this guy made the devil with the fox devil and kind of took that over from Aki. So they're on the street now. What did you say his name was? The Pain Fiend or
The violence fiend.
Violence Fiend. He shows up. He tries fighting
I love
Reze, and
this.
then he's got his ass kicked, and he's like, okay, never mind. This plan is not working.
She's way out of our league, and he just runs into a building and runs away.
Kobeni, I don't know if I'm saying her name right. She's fucking annoying, man. I don't. I She's very new to this. Like, we don't ever find out what her powers are, what she does. Like, the whole season, she just gets super scared and just cries a whole lot. And then here, she just fucking bawling her eyes there. And I was like, God, you're so annoying, man. And then, Denji shows up. It's Chainsaw Man. He's fighting Reze. And like you said, like she blows him up, and she like holding him by the head,
It's so
and
sick.
then she just keeps blowing him up, and she's like, "Oh, you regenerate, eh?" And there's like you said, like 15 times in a row, just keeps blowing him up. He like loses legs and like is like losing half his body, but his arms are gone, and
And as she's blowing him up, like once the explosion clears, you can see his body start to like come back. And then she fucking blows him up, and then it clears and it starts to come back. But it was just a really cool scene the way that it all kind of played out.
So then Aki shows up. He saves Denji momentarily. This is where he's finding out that he can see a few seconds in the future, and all he has is a katana. Like, he has no powers. Like, he just makes contracts with these devils, so all the power he has is the katana, and then he can see a few seconds ahead. And he's like, this girl is way too powerful. Like, I need to be like precision, like on point. And then he fucks up once and he gets blown up, but the pain fiend,
The violence
the
fiend.
violence, I'm gonna write it down. The violence fiend shows up and saves Aki, and they get the fuck out of there. Typhoon shows up and starts making fucking typhoon in there. The angel devil ends up killing a civilian who is basically dying already to give Denji some blood. And Angel tells Denji that you need to either let her kill you or you need to kill her because she's causing too much destruction and killing too many people. I love the scene whenever Shirk is with Denji, and then I think who else is there? Maybe Aki or whatever. And Beam is like, "You need to use the chains like to
Oh
move around."
man, so funny.
And then Denji's like, and then whoever's with Aki or the angel is like, "Yeah, like you need to use the chains to swing it around." And then Denji's like, "Okay, yeah, I get it."
He didn't
Tells
know he
Beam,
had these chains. He didn't
no.
know.
So he tells Beam to turn into a shark and then sits on Beam and puts the chain through his mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't think that's what he meant. And then Denji's like, "Ride, Beam," or something. And Beam's
Yeah.
like, "Okay, let's go."
Riding him like a fucking chariot.
Yeah, so dumb. And then we see Angel and Aki are getting blown away by the typhoon. Angel is ready to die. We see Aki holding him by the shirt because, like, you touch his hand, you lose your like part of your life. She said, he says, "Let go of me. I'm ready to die." He lets go. Well, it gets blown away, and then Aki grabs his hand and ends up saving Angel. And then Aki asks him like, "How much of my lifespan like decreased?" And he said, 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
Yeah, 2 months, which I guess like isn't really like that. I mean,
When you
it's
only
not a
have 2
big.
years left to live.
Yeah, but I'm sure like 2 years left to live. Aki's like probably like, "I'll just go fucking all out because like,
Yeah.
do what I can, I guess." Typhoon's getting pretty fucking big. We see Denji and Beam, or Beam's not there. I think it's Denji inside this big ass building. And this scene, man, holy shit. The score, the different score in this movie is wild. Like this scene is like this crazy, like I don't even know. There's like metal at one point, a metal song at one point, then like this song's like this crazy like EDM dance song, and it just gets your blood going, man.
Yeah, it's like whoever the composer was for this soundtrack did such a great job with all the tracks. Everything just fit perfectly.
Yeah, the visuals are amazing, the colors. And then Beam ends up saving him again. They're inside the typhoon. And like during this scene, like I had the same feeling in the movie theater where I wasn't taking notes for like 10 minutes straight. I just felt like I was floating, just watching this happen. Like I was just in awe, and just the music and the visuals, and it's just incredible, man.
The color patterns in this scene, specifically when they kill the Typhoon Devil, it was so fucking cool because the artwork changes once it dies, and it's only for like maybe a 5 second period. But once they kill the Typhoon Devil, like this lime green paint smear kind of goes across the screen, and then like it turns into almost like a 3D drawing for like a couple seconds, and it just looks so fucking cool, man.
So after they kill the Typhoon Devil, it all the blood in this giant typhoon, like the water turns into blood basically. There's one scene I wanted to mention. I think we passed it already. Oh, is before Denji gets blown up like a bunch of times by the gun devil or the bomb devil, whenever she is on top of the car, and then she says something like, "Oh, Denji, I love you, I want you," something like that. And then Denji's like starting to fall for it, and then like Aki is like, "No, don't fucking listen to her. She's tricking you." And then he's like, "Ah, shit, you do, that's right, you almost had me." I'm so fucking gullible. Yes, the kill the typhoon. Yeah, the colors, like you said, are amazing. And then we see Beam just get absolutely fucked up by the bomb devil. I thought
Yeah.
he was gonna die, man. Like, cause she's like fucking pounding him like fucking Ali, man, and like
Yeah.
I love like the colors and like the like black and whites that happen because like it's like slow-mo and she's like going fast and then switches and just beat the
And you
fuck out of
can,
him.
wherever she punches them, it lights up. It's almost like you're playing like a UFC game where it's like giving you the like showing you where to punch. It almost kind of looks like that.
So yeah, Denji's inside of Beam. And so he he spits chainsaw out. Then they're fighting on a dock and he uses the chains to wrap her up and pull her towards him and wraps himself up with her and he tells her, you know, you shouldn't have taught me how to swim. And they fall in the water and sink to the bottom. And they're
He says,
down there
how much
for.
do you think you can explode while you're underwater?
Yeah, exactly. And then it cuts to them on the beach. Rize, Denji, and Beam are all laying on the beach. They're back in like their original forms. And he, Denji resurrected Rize.
And
And
she even
so,
calls him out for that too. She's like, why'd you resurrect me? Like, are you fucking stupid?
yeah, exactly. She's like, I'd kill you right now if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I love that she like tricks him again because she says, oh, it's all act. And then, he still thinks that she likes him. And then she's like, no, like goes in for a fake kiss and like breaks his neck.
Yeah, and he's
And then,
paralyzed. He's like, Beam, wake up, wake up. I can't feel my arms.
So she walks away and she's like, yeah, they're gonna be searching for me. So yeah. So then we see Reze about to get on the train to get out of is this after the credits or is this like mid credits?
Which part?
Whenever she goes back to the cafe.
I think this is mid credits, or like right
Okay.
before the credits.
Yeah. So she's about to get on the train to get out of the city, obviously. And she doesn't get on the train. She goes back to the cafe or is going back to the cafe. Denji is there and she's like in the alleyway across from it. And you see these rats go by and it's fucking Makima. And Rize has like her hand on the pin and they're like, I forget what the whole dialogue was, but
Something about the Countrymouse City Mouse again.
yes, you're right. Yeah. She said that she'd pick the country mouse. I think Reze would as well. And then out of nowhere, she's about to pull the pin and a fucking like spear comes through and cuts her fucking arm off.
Yeah.
And then they get stabbed through her stomach and then like you look up and the fucking angel devil's there. So yeah. And so yeah, Makima kills Reze and she says, you know, I've never been to school either, which is something that she mentioned to Denji earlier.
So I think she did catch some feelings for him a
I
little
think
bit,
so. Yeah.
but like the mission was more important.
Yeah. 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 Just a very sad ending, honestly.
Yeah. And then did you end up watching the post-credit scene?
I did. I did. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't, so
Okay.
explain.
Okay, so my buddy at work is like, did you watch the post-credit scene? I was like, no. And he's like, oh, you gotta watch it, man. Like, it's like really important. I watch it and I text him. I was like, I feel like you talked that up because like nothing really happened. And he's like, what? And he's like, this, like, he's explaining the part we just talked about it. I was like, oh, I knew that. Like, that wasn't after the credits. So the only thing that happens after the credits is Denji's in the cafe with flowers. And then Power bursts in. And she's like, oh, I got flowers. And Denji, instead of telling her that like he has flowers for Reze, he starts eating the flowers. And
Yeah.
then they start like arguing and stuff like that. So
Okay.
yeah. It was just like a funny scene. It wasn't like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Not important.
No, not really, no. But it kind of like ended, like didn't like have like a to be continued or anything like that. Just kind of
Yeah.
ended the arc.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
No.
So actually, I was looking on Crunchyroll. They have like a few different things on the Chainsaw Man. They have like a compilation,
I saw that.
two movies, and they have like a stage play of the first season,
What?
which would be very interesting to see. So I may check that out.
Yeah. It's on Crunchyroll?
It's on Crunchyroll, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool to watch, I think.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah. Anything else? Well, that's the way the
Come on.
chainsaws rip.
Fuck. Okay, good.
I was about to like make a chainsaw noise, but I didn't want to embarrass myself.
That's fair. I
Yeah.
was gonna say, if you don't say chainsaws rev or something like that,
Yeah.
missed opportunity, but you
For
nailed
sure.
it.
Yeah.
All right. How'd you rate this movie?
I'm torn.
Okay.
It's either a 4.5 or a 5.
Oh shit, okay.
I'm gonna go with a 4.5. I really have no complaints about the movie, really.
Okay.
So, I don't know. My first watch, I gave it a 4, but I think just so I go with a 4.5. I just think like this movie is incredible. I love the story. Obviously, you can't really watch this without watching the first season, or at least watching a few
No.
episodes,
Yeah.
because you don't understand like Denji's character and who he is and stuff like that. But animation is unreal. I think the story is pretty good. I love his arc. I love the Reze stuff. I love the different characters we get to see. We get to see more of Beam and a little bit more of Aki and the Angel Devil. Yeah, so 4.5 out of 5 for me.
Okay. Much like you on my first watch, which is this one, I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I just said it continues on with what the show started and does it slightly better. Even though it's a direct continuation of the show, I do feel like Denji matured quite a bit in this movie and actually looked
Yeah.
for meaningful connections and not just boobs to touch. Although
Yeah.
he does have that every once in a while, but like I feel like he's actually really trying to be a better person in regards to all
Yeah.
that. The fight sequences and animation in this are so fucking incredible. Especially that fight with Typhoon. Like, that was just an epic battle. I said some of the characters are still annoying at times, but overall, I think the writing improved a lot with the show as well. And the soundtrack is just chef's kiss, man. The soundtrack in this movie just makes it so much better.
Yeah. 100%.
So, I think on a second and third watch, my score will go up, but just on that initial watch. But I mean, 4 out of 5, I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good score.
I give the show a 3.5 out of 5. I think that's what you gave
Yeah,
it too.
same with me, yeah.
Like, it's enjoyable, but like I said, like the writing was just, it seemed
Yeah,
a
it's that's
little.
what I kind of felt too, yeah.
But yeah, I as a whole, I really did enjoy the series and the movie.
I'm glad.
All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. There is a critics consensus and an audience consensus. So
Okay.
we will start with the critics. Revving up the carnage while maintaining a perversely sweet emotional core, Chainsaw Man's big screen debut is a bloody feast rendered in eye-popping animation. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
Gonna go with a 93.
Close. 96.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
But
crazy.
it's only 48 reviews, so it's not technically certified fresh, but it would be.
Okay.
That's an average score of 8.1 out of 10, so very high. The audience consensus, an absolute mic drop for the already hugely popular Chainsaw Man. Reze arc straight up kills it in every way, visually and emotionally. The audience score is a 97% on 5,000 ratings, and in what I believe is the highest scored movie for the audience that we've done on this podcast, a 4.8 out of 5 or a 9.6 out of 10 average score.
Damn.
Fucking massive.
Yeah.
I want to see what this made in the box office. Like worldwide. Give me one sec. Because, like, obviously, this would be huge in Japan.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, not as high as I thought. 191.4 million.
Okay.
Which, I mean, a lot, but it's not. I thought it'd
Yeah.
make more than that. Yeah. North America, it made 43.4, and international, it made 147.9.
Okay.
Trying to see what the budget was, but I don't see it here. It just says generated massive profits on a relatively modest production budget. All right, what does Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 4.3 out of 5 on well, it has 636,000 watches. I don't know if friends have watched it, probably not. Negative.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, I told you before we started recording that I had two potential games. I'm gonna let you pick which one you want to do. They're both the same. It's both a blind ranking, but the subject changes. So the first one is you're gonna blind rank five chainsaw wielding characters,
Okay.
or you can blind rank seven devils slash fiends from this movie, or the movie, like from this the show and the movie, or we can do both. It's up to you.
No, let's just do we'll do the chainsaw wielding people.
All right, so yeah, there's five of them. Our first one is our boy Leatherface.
Okay. This one's tough because like one of the iconic big four villains, but not one of my personal favorites. I'm gonna go four.
Or okay. All right. We have Ash from Evil Dead.
Ooh. Is this like Ash with like chainsaw hand?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go one.
Number one, okay. Of course we have to have Denji.
Yeah, I don't know who else you're going to have in this other than the ones you've already said.
Well, I had to stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah. I'll go two.
Two for Denji, okay. Patrick Bateman.
You motherfucker. You
Three.
goddamn motherfucker. I'll go three.
Your defense with that is it's only a small scene.
Yes, I know.
And you're going to be okay with this because the last one, not a chainsaw, but it's a concrete saw. And
Okay,
it's Marie from High Tension.
yeah, okay.
So that's fifth.
That's a good one. All right.
So you had Ash at first, Denji at second, Bateman at third, Leatherface at fourth, and then Marie with a concrete saw at fifth.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
I figured. Do you want to know the seven devils that you would have had to blind rank?
Sure.
I had Reze, Denji, Makima, Beam, Bat Devil, Gun Devil, and Katana Man.
Okay.
I couldn't remember what the worm devil's name was, so that's why I didn't put her on there, but I wanted to put her on. She was
Oh,
like
yeah.
dating the bat devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking girl.
She had like eight giant ass nipples just hanging off of her chest.
Yeah, that's great.
Right, cool. Well, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
So, I mentioned at the beginning, for this, we're not going to actually rate the stunts, but we'll rate the action in this movie. And we will also talk about our favorite action scene, and I guess one that we'd want to try.
Cool.
So, how do you rate the action in this movie?
Oh man. I want to give it like full score, but like the first like half of the movie or first little bit, not much happens, not much action, but the action we do get is just unbelievable and just everything mixed in like if I take into effect like the colors, the animation, this the score that happens, like it'd be a fucking 28 out of 10. But like just like the like action. Like there's some cool like kills and stuff that happens, and him riding Beam, I think it was awesome. So I'll go an 8 out of 10.
Okay. That's fair.
Favorite stunt? For me, it's or sorry, action scene, I guess, right? That's the category. Action scene. The tower scene. Just all the coloring that happens, and then just this sick ass like synth heavy bass score pops in, and you're just like, holy shit. And just everything's falling apart, the typhoon's happening, just yeah, it's crazy. And the stunt I would like to try. I'm gonna pull a I'm gonna change something for both of us.
Okay.
What is a devil that you would like to be?
No shit. I was gonna say, let's call an audible and ask that question. All right.
Off the rip, I mean, I didn't prepare for this, so this is probably a bad decision. I'll say a fucking velociraptor, like a dinosaur devil
Okay.
or
All right.
something.
Yeah, that's cool. And people, you'd be powerful. People are would be definitely afraid of dinosaurs. All
What about
right.
you? I gotta wait till your thing to.
My action, I rated it a 9 out of 10. I was thinking about giving it a 10 as well. But yeah, like you said, like we don't see action until like I don't know, 40 minutes in is when it really starts to ramp up. The beginning is more just like character development for Denji, which is good. Like I think he that character really needed it. So, but yeah, once it does ramp up, it really does. My favorite one, I picked the Typhoon battle too, just because it's just a fucking epic battle on a grand scale, and it's just it really shows the art style and what they're capable of doing with this type of art style, and like you mentioned with the soundtrack and everything like that, everything just kind of forms into this perfect battle sequence between Denji and Beam and the Typhoon Devil. Devil that I would want to be, huh? I was gonna pick one from the movie, but
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna try and think of one off the top of my head. You know what? I'm gonna. I would be, because like my pick, if it was picking one from the movie, it was, I was gonna say Beam, like I was gonna be a shark devil, but orcas are the real apex predator of the ocean, so
Yes.
I'm gonna be a fucking orca devil.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but
I like
anyways,
it. Yeah.
that was a good pick. It was a really fun movie. I had a great time watching the show. I'm happy that I finally was able to get around to doing that. And yeah, you'll have to let me know how the manga is, because
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
I want to see if the art style is similar or
I skimmed through it because my buddy gave me like six of the volumes, and I was like, how many do I want to bring like on my trip to Nashville? And I was like, I'll bring like two. I like looked through it, and there's like very little dialogue in it.
Okay.
So I think I'll be able to fly through them pretty quickly. So
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, we can wrap up this episode. And for our next one, we are going to be talking about Monkey Man.
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just got the 4K, so I was like, ah, this is perfect.
Oh, yeah, man.
We went and saw this together in theaters.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was my, I haven't watched it since, so.
I got the 4K. I've watched it. I don't know the last time I watched it, but I did watch my 4K the first frame. But sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks for listening to this episode. And you guys can catch us on social media at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Shoot us a message. Let us know what you think about this episode or any past episodes that we've had. If you want to suggest any movies, let us know. And yeah, come back in a couple weeks for Monkey Man.
Sir, talk to you guys later.
See ya.